Okay, welcome back to the Appleton Golf Course. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, the Lacapraw Valley Dawson Boyd Cross Country Invite. The boys' race is completed, and without a doubt, Lacapraw Valley Dawson Boyd boys took first place. I think they went 1, 2, 3, 4 for sure. Zeke Sather joins me. Zeke, you already got the medal around your neck. Congratulations, first place.
Thank you, Paul.
Sorry I'm not giving you a little time here to recover, but getting you right after you finish the finish line. You're talking about the race here.
This me is usually a slower course, so I didn't know really what to expect. And it was, it wasn't a horrible race. It was perfect weather for out for this day, just a little bit of breeze to keep you cool. And not enough yet to wear any underclothing, too.
Yeah.
So,
you guys push each other pretty good?
Yeah, it always really helps me and Mike compete against each other. Even in practice, it really helps us to get better and push ourselves even when it's not a race.
Well, you guys are ranked fourth in the state. Hopefully, they're going to be moving up here. You guys pay any attention to the ranking?
Yeah, this is not it. I don't check them. but we just recently beat the number two team in the state in our last meet, so we should be moving up a little bit in the rankings.
Well, congratulations on a big win here tonight, then. That's great. You run all right?
Yeah, I mean, it's beginning of the season, so you can't really base your times off of anything right now because you're still trying to get in shape. But it wasn't horrible.
Real good. Congratulations, Zeke. Zeke Sather placing first. Let's see if we get some other guys over here. Mason and Mason Bramer joins me. Mason, what are you, a sophomore, Mason?
Yep, I'm a sophomore.
What place did you get today, do you know?
I got fourth.
That's right. You guys went 1, 2, 3, 4, right?
Yep.
Zeke, Mike, and Griffin, and then you.
Yep.
Talk about the run here tonight.
We kind of just came out here and had a group mentality and a pack mentality and just to work together and get the job done, and we did that. So I think we followed our race plan really good. So
did you run a little better than you did in Morris last week?
Yeah, I think Morris is more just like getting that rust off and kind of more of a suffer fest, and then you come out here and we kind of more of a confidence booster, and that second run really went well. So, yeah.
All right, congratulations, Mason, on fourth place. That's pretty good. Keep it going.
Thank you.
Mason Bramer, Mike Qual joins me. Mike got second. As I mentioned, the boys went 1, 2, 3, 4. Congratulations, Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're still catching your breath here. So you're going on cheering the other guys coming in?
Yeah, we got 13 guys running varsity, so I had to get back. I got back to our starting line, which during the finish you run by the start line again, so I was getting them there.
Well, that's a pretty good teammate you are. You go back there after you finish your race, run back, and cheer on the other guys coming in.
Yeah, I mean, we have a good, solid 13 guys. I mean, our 13th guy could definitely be a scoring runner on a lot of other teams in our conference section, so we have a good, stacked, deep team.
Right. Talk about your run here today. You placed in second. Try to keep up. You and Zeke run. Zeke separated yourself for a little bit.
Yeah, well, our plan at first, because Noah Stewart, we kind of found out from Morris, was a late dropout, and he was kind of me and Zeke's only competition coming in here. So our plan after that was going to be our 1, 2, 3, and 4. We're going to try to run in a pack. And we kind of broke off a little early than we were kind of anticipating. And, I mean, right from the gun, I could just tell Zeke had a lot of energy. And I kind of tried leaning him in through. And it's a pretty windy day, and I'm not a very good wind runner. So he definitely just took advantage of the course, took advantage of the conditions, and really earned that win.
All right. Congratulations, Mike. It's early in the season yet, though, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of running left to do. And we all of us want to be in a lot better shape than we are down the season. I don't know what I'm saying.
All right, thanks. Congratulations, Mike. Appreciate it. Griffin, we got Griffin Johnson over here. I think he plays third. He's got a medal around him. What, you got third place?
Yep, I did.
All right, so how's your second year across country now, right?
Oh, yeah, it's my second year now.
You liking it more and more?
Between runs, yeah.
Okay. Talk about your run here on the Appleton Golf Course today.
It's a pretty small meet, and there's not too much competition here today. Everyone did well, but it was an opportunity to kind of take it easy and just get a workout in, yeah.
Well, you got a workout. How do you like running up this big hill here, the hole number two?
I definitely have more favorite areas of the course to run on.
That's true. That's a killer, that hill, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's rough on the calves.
Well, congratulations on third place, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Griffin.
Thank you.
That's Griffin Johnson. We got anybody else here? Colby? Colby Duth? Colby? Colby Duth joins me. And Colby, you got a ribbon. What place did you go?
I got eighth.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and then
6, 7, 8.
You went 6, 7, 8.
Yep, yep.
That's amazing. That's impressive.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a fun run today. The weather pretty cool for you to run?
Yeah, it was a little hot, but it was nice.
And you guys run as a pack, or how did you get a plan when the race starts?
Yeah, we just knew we were going to work together. It was me, Peyton, and Caden. We were just working together the whole race, and then they went at the end, and I...
Okay. All right, congratulations on a big win. Keep it going. You're ranked fourth in the state, right?
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Yep. All right, thank you. Yep, that's Colby Duth, and I think that'll wrap it up here. So we'll try to get Coach Sherb here in a little bit. I see John right now. As long as we're on the air, I think we'll just visit with John here quick and maybe get a placing of the girls and the boys here. And once again, the boys definitely took first place. Morris girls might have took first. John? John, we're live on the air here, John. So boys ran well.
Yeah, and we kind of knew, you know, we're deep, and that's the thing is, you know, we're 13 deep. We put 13 up just because we've got so much talent on this crew. It's, you can't really, you know, halter and hold some of them back, so we got to keep getting some distance on, you know, and they all work together. See, that's the biggest thing is when you have teams like this, if they don't work well together, then we're going to struggle, and that's what, if we're going to have big things down in, we just got to keep pushing each other and driving together.
Talk about the girls race. I didn't get a final yet how they finished.
Morris, we just can't match up with Morris. Morris should have won it. I think we would buy second on the girls. You know, until we get Alex back from her injury, she's off. You know, she'll be back next week, so hopefully that will get us back. That'll make us even deeper yet.
Yeah, I talked to her on the radio. She said, I'm coming back at Tracy's.
Yep, we'll be back at Tracy's. That's going to get her back and kind of get her back in that whole thing. And these girls have got to find themselves. And that's, you know, we found out on Monday. You know, it's tough when you lose two seniors we lost last year with Belle and Grace. They were just that calming effect. Now you got the two young ones that have to be on that front side of how to still be competitive, but don't panic.
All right, John, this is a beautiful day for a cross-country meet. It's perfect conditions.
Yes, it's really, really nice. Weather good. The grounds are good. The course isn't, you know, too soft in spots, so it's nice. So it's just glad to have something we can get in our race this weekend. Thank you all for doing this.
I say this all the time, the crowds just get bigger and bigger every year for cross-country.
And it's nice to have a lot. It gives everybody help each other. No matter where you finish, it's always helping one another.
Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.
John Sherb. We'll talk to John on the Coach's Show on Saturday. So that'll wrap things up here at the Upland Golf Course. Beautiful day for cross country. And don't forget, I'll be over in Dawson at 7 o'clock kickoff. The Blackjacks and the New Ulm Cathedral Greyhounds. Dwayne Halstead helping me out broadcasting. It's going to be a fun night. Fun night of football. And that's at 7 o'clock tonight. So with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.